awesome.
Do you know what day it is?
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
It is National Brownie Day.
National Brownie Day.
Brownies, is that?
Hope everybody likes brownies.
I see I am those brownies.
Brownies.
Brownies!
Ovenless brownies.
Brownies.
I brought brownies.
Brownies.
Who wants one of my special homemade brownies?
Happy National Brownie Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
So what's better than National Pizza Day? National Brownie Day. Always dessert first. Come on. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I need to thank my producers for that, for making sure we always start the show with a little bit of fun, because we have a tendency to get a little dark here. Or at least that's what people say. You know, get emails that I'm a gloom and doom kind of gal. But I look at it as just making sure everybody is prepared. So one of the things that we're going to touch on today is, again, coronavirus. Again, how it is being used to instill fear in you. With the number of hospitals we have around this area, now everybody's shouting, oh, they're at max capacity. No, they're not. They're not. They go around and they check everybody for COVID. And those tests, they come back positive. Elon Musk took four tests. Two came back positive, two came back negative. All on the same day. So how many of those people in the hospitals that are there for cancer, that are there for just, you know, being in the hospital, they go through and they test, and they test positive for a virus that has a 99% survival rate. I don't know what to tell you. Wherever you're getting your news, you might want to think about some other sources. And I hate to say that, because the service we use also comes up with that stuff. Talk to nurses. Talk to doctors. I got a very interesting email the other day. This is a great way. I don't know anybody who's can make the call, but, you know, they said, if you want to really know how many people are in the hospitals, contact their food services. Contact the food services. See how many meals they're doing a day. Interesting. That's very interesting. We have the craziness going on now of, well, people being, well, you know what? I don't want to mess this up. So let me do this and go and actually read the email, because this is important for you to know. So a listener who wanted to remain anonymous, that's perfectly fine, said that he works for a government agency that does inspections on businesses. Could be any kind of business or any kind of business. Fire sprinkler inspection, air quality, health department, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some people will get that comment. Love, Yul Brynner. All of those agencies are now directed to write a report for OSHA. Whether they notice anything or not, they are now required to write a report. Even more communist, Sisolak mandated, in other words, demanded, that the inspector not tell the business owner or manager that they were basically conducting an inspection for OSHA as well. What does that tell you about what's going on? Or better yet, Cornell, you know, that university, because we're all supposed to believe those academics, believe what's coming out of the universities. Can't believe this. As people are being forced to get vaccinated, to keep their jobs, to be able to shop, to be able to go to school, blah, 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 blah. Cornell is offering minority students exemption from mandatory vaccines. What? Yeah. Cornell is offering minority students exemption from mandatory vaccines. Now, what else were minorities basically given the exemption from? Wearing masks? You remember that? Not so long ago? It seems like every Democrat leader we have come across, Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, Sisolak, at least the ones who have the balls to actually break their own rules. We have hundreds of them. No mask. You know who loves going to the airport and any place else with no mask? Dianne Feinstein. Multiple occasions. Have her on tape, video, photographs. No mask. She don't care. As she talks to people that are being forced to wear masks. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Gosh. You know, governors even travel to Cabo. Send back video. You know, you really need to look up that video of the governor saying, don't travel. Or was he a mayor? Oh, I can't remember. He's useless. Either way. The video that he records from Cabo to tell people to stay home and not travel, it's disgusting how he has this grin on his face and how he's almost laughing. And that's what they're doing. Governor Sisolak with his Halloween party that, you know, no phone, no cell phones, can't get any pictures taken or anything like that. Well, you know what? The word still gets out. Word still gets out, Sisolak, that you had a big Halloween party with close to 300 people and they weren't required to wear masks. Only you are. Because it's about control. You have to do your own education and look to people who know what they're talking about.
I'm the developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance. And most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was at the time one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual every organization and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries. In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM, and those 1 million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately 1/3 of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries, meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up, and thus began the rabbit trail.
March 2003, panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike. And that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable. And in 2003, they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Baric, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the novel coronavirus.
They're sweeping the country.
The coronavirus outbreak.
The
coronavirus outbreak.
It's been weaponized against you. And it's nothing new. This has been going on for years and years and years. On a number of spots, Douglas County rants and raves. People keep asking, why can't you just wear a mask? It's for your neighbors. It's such a simple thing to do. Simplicity is their weapon to turn everybody against each other. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. Make it simple for people. Even though people who know anything know that the particle of a virus is so small that masks don't matter. If you are going to get sick from this virus, you are going to get sick from this virus. The problem is they want you to be sick from this virus. They want you to be afraid of this virus. They want you to get vaccinated, which, well, unless you're a minority, we are not going to see many exemptions for the people who know what's really going on. And for people to be waking up to stop the fear from the mainstream media, because they're basically being told what to say, what to do, what to push, then we will be like most of Europe and have forced immunity cards. Hence today's poll question. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. No vaccine, no work. Employers are actually discussing making COVID immunity mandatory for workers all across the country, the big corporations. And you know, if they do it, the small businesses will have to follow suit. The government I don't want to say the government will mandate it. Not now, but probably eventually. Because it's bit by bit. If the businesses do it, then the government years from now will come in and follow suit. Should workers have the freedom to choose to take or to not take a vaccination without retaliation or loss of employment? That is the bill that Republicans should be working on here in the state of Nevada. I got a bunch of bill drafts that, you know, oh, I'm working on this and I'm working on this. This is what you should be working on. Actually protecting the people of Nevada and on the federal level, the people of this state, this country, for something that is being forced upon them. Again, this is the long game. This is all playing into the long game of what is coming. And if you can't see that, if you can't see the big picture, then you must be a freaking Democrat listening to this show.
We say Merry.
And I say Merry Christmas, too. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Giving out chocolate today from the chocolate shop. Yes, in glorious Gardnerville sometime this hour, I promise. 884-9910. That'll be the number to call. We will just throw it out there to call. Not right now, but we'll throw it out. And you're going to pick yourself up a certificate for a box of delicious handmade truffles. You can keep it for yourself or you can pass it on to somebody with love. But let me tell you, you're going to be appreciated. I do want to point out something that's a little bit aside from everything else that we're talking about with elections, and that is the loss of someone. Because when we lose people who have made a difference in our life, who's been courageous, a manly man, wow, so many things to say about him. It really is a loss for all of us. And over the weekend, a legend passed away. Just an absolute legend. And I bet people in education now, the kids coming out, they have no idea who he is. But the reason that we keep going bigger and better with flight is because of Chuck Yeager. He was the legend. And he passed away at 97. I can't even imagine the life that he has lived. No fear. No fear. Strapping yourself into a plane and supersonic speed, knowing that that could be the end of it all. Truly a loss. And even more so right now, I would really have liked to have asked him, what do you think about people hiding away because of a virus that they can easily get? I would have loved to have heard his answer. This coming in from a friend, in spite of taking all precaution, Vicky's son, Mike, a registered nurse, is close proximity to patients. He still got the COVID-19 bug 2 months ago. It's a bug. Now what we have to find out is, though, is this a crime against humanity? That this was a bug that was let out. We know it was altered. This is not a natural virus. The information is out there. This is not a natural virus. Go and find it out for yourself. There's not going to be any turning back here soon. Very soon. If people don't start recognizing that fact, neighbors being turned against neighbors, businesses being turned against businesses, customers being turned against businesses. If you feel safe in a mask, go wear a mask and get out of my face. Don't. If you feel it's protecting, then fine. Protect the both of us, go wear a mask. It's not going to make any difference if I'm wearing one. Really, it's not going to make a difference if you're wearing one either. I'm just wondering how people are going to feel a couple of years from now when a new virus comes out and we go through all of this same crap again. Because this is what has been happening for the last 2 years, over and over and over and over. Ever since 2003. It's being weaponized against you. And no matter how many facts I throw out there for people, the media has made people so scared they just can't see beyond the mainstream media's newscast. And that's sad. Because of entertainment, because of sports, because of the media, we don't have any free thinkers anymore. Well, we're out there, just not in the numbers that we should be. We'll be back after this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this beautiful Tuesday. Got some great blue sky. Boy, if you have solar, I bet you have had phenomenal weeks. I know we have. I mean, it has just been nice and crisp and lots of direct sun, not so cloudy. I mean, we have at this point produced more power than we have last year total. So we are totally ahead of the game. So that's nice. That means it's paid off now. And that's what we always look forward to, just paying something off. Hey, I find this extremely interesting. Extremely interesting. God bless Texas. Say it with me. God bless Texas. Texas is actually suing Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin at the Supreme Court level over election rules. Yeah. They filed the lawsuit directly just before midnight on Monday, challenging the election procedures in those states. Why? On the, get this, because there are some people that still believe in this, on the grounds that they violate the Constitution. I wish you would have thrown Nevada in there because, you know, our governor was in there changing the rules against our Constitution. But, you know, I guess we have to have somebody stand up to him. If you want to read about this story, it's on Breitbart.com. Again, one of those sites that I suggest that turn off the TV at night and start educating yourself. Start educating yourself. Thanks to just a wonderful listener, Bob Russo. We were on Facebook the other night, and he turned me on to a movie that I had not heard about a couple of years ago. It was, I think it came out in 2017, might have been 2016. Some great actors, but it's called In Search of Liberty. So, I ordered 3 copies of it. It's all about the Constitution. And I actually ordered the little bit more pricey versions so I could get the like a learning index that goes with it, and you can follow along with the movie. It's almost like an educational tool. And so I ordered a few extras, and I will be able to give them away. Also, I contacted them, and they got back to me very quickly. I thought that was very nice. And so hopefully we'll be talking with the producer and the director, Norm Nowitzki, shortly to talk more about the movie, because really, right now, it's more important than ever for you to understand and know the Constitution. Speaking of special guests, at 11:08, 11:10, do a little appointment listening. One of the other sources for great news, I mean, not great news as in, woo, that's great news, but just in great reporting, is, and I agree with Rich, I might be wrong, but I've heard it pronounced both ways. Epic Times and Epoch Times. So, Ivan, and I've been practicing this, Ivan Pentchukov, who is the author of the article, you know, tying in for, well, at least for Epoch Times, tying in the Pakistani connection with an email to Nevada, he's going to join us on the show at 11:08. So we'll ask him how you pronounce it. All right. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. And we're going to check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the new countries. Like, what if the parties or whatever made a new country, and by their beliefs and stuff, and we need, American people need to sue our governor, like get like everybody who stands up for the recount vote or the petition for SLAC, and sue or stop listening to him, and everything he says do the opposite.
You know, Neil. It doesn't matter what anybody does. You know, actually, Ernest Hemingway's brother, I can't remember his name, but he tried to start his own country. And I tell you, it's just not going to happen. Because even if another country was born, other countries would just try to take it over. This is not something that is new. This has been happening in the days of the pharaohs, in the Mesopotamians. This has been going on since society even came together. I mean, depending on your beliefs of how old civilization actually is, this is the problem. there will always be people who want to control others. There will always be people who believe that they have the right to control others. But we know that it is our God-given right to be free. And right now, we're all slaves. And I wish every race, religion, just everybody, all humanity would realize that we are all slaves. We're a slave to the economic system. We're a slave to our government, even here in this country, because we've let it get too big. We've let it become the monster that we have always feared. And it all goes back to, you give it an inch, they take a mile. That's why people don't want to see martial law enacted right now. Will we ever get it back? We have to do things the right way. Once all those ways are exhausted, the Supreme Court, the Constitution, well, then it's going to be taking up arms. Because you vote your way into socialism, into communism, but you fight your way out. I think Trump knows that. I want to believe that he knows that. From the things I follow, from the things I watch, how I educate myself, I truly believe that the military has got our back. That the military, along with Trump, knew what was going on and what was going to go on. Hence the executive order from 2018. Georgia Governor Kemp being protected by social media because you start putting the pictures of him with the consulate general from Houston, from the Chinese consulate, working with Governor Kemp. All buddy-buddy, all those pictures of them, they keep getting taken down off of social media for some reason. Imagine that. We're going to have another special guest coming up in the future, and I hope she joins us multiple times. She is actually a reporter that focuses strictly on China. And she knows everything about the CCP and how this is all playing out together. And that's what I want to bring to you, because Nevada is very vulnerable to China. Not only through Governor Sandoval's works, but through others. It's very interesting that the Chinese government has a list of all of the governors in this country, and they have them all rated as friendly, as meh, and as we're not going to play the game. Georgia Governor Kemp, Republican, by the way, if you did not know that. The one who is blocking, you know, he says he's asked for it, but he's not doing anything about it, about signature verification for the election. He's on the friendly list. It's kind of like Santa Claus's naughty and nice list. He's on the nice side with China. China, China, China. China has a big impact here in Nevada. I know this for a fact. Property has been purchased. A lot of investments in Nevada companies. If you don't know about the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist or the Chinese Communist Party, you might want to look into that a little bit. Because that is the model that the rest of the world elite, the ones in charge, not the people of the world, not humanity, the elite want for this country. Because we're different from the rest. We have an ironclad constitution. Problem is, we keep electing people who don't want anything to do with it. And that's a big problem. How do I solve problems? Chocolate. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Right now, 884-9910. If you would like a certificate for a delicious box of truffles from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, caller number 5. Right now, I'm going to put my producer to work. Caller number 5. 884-9910. And we'll be back on the Monica Jay Show with the winner and more things to just cram full your mind, educate you on what's really going on here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910. Big congratulations going out to Lynn Kirby. Yay, Lynn of Yerington. She picked up that box of truffles, handmade, by the way, truffles from the chocolate shop. So we've got more to give away. But if you don't want to wait on me, just go onto their website. And remember, when you search them and go onto their website, it's the chocolate shop. But shop is H. Or S-H-O-P-P-E. It's that kind of old English. The shoppy. That's good stuff. All right. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Because we are going to see more and more and more of this. And it disgusts me. Should workers have the freedom to choose to take or to not take a vaccination without retaliation or loss of employment? Because the big employers are getting together and they're discussing making it mandatory. So if the big companies do it, then the little companies are going to be forced to do it. Government is going to get involved, and that's going to be the end of it. We've lost. Monday's poll question, should we have term limits on the federal level? Seeing what's been going on with the voting machines and all of that, people's opinions have definitely changed. Of those participating in the poll, 99% are now saying, hell yes, no more career politicians. Well, even when they serve out term limits, they just move to a different position. Assembly members go to the Senate. Senators want to be governor or another state office or even a federal office. They look at it as no more we the people. People, everyday people have great ideas. They know what's going on. Politicians, for the most part, really no clue. Yes, but I have degrees in this and this and this, and I'm a lawyer or blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. You have no idea how real people work and suffer. Some of them do. Not the majority. Thank you for participating in the poll questions, and we really need to pay attention to this. because look at how many people lost their jobs. Even doctors losing their licenses to practice because they refuse to wear masks. Well, what's going to happen when you refuse to have a vaccine? Thank you, Frankie. I don't watch CNN, so I didn't see this, but even Dr. Fauci was, I guess, on CNN yesterday saying that the vaccine still may not protect you from getting or giving COVID to people. We have flu vaccines that don't stop people from getting the flu. Common sense, people, come on. Critical thinking. This is all tying together. Follow the money and follow the players. Ivan Penchukov with Epoch or Epic Times joins us in the next hour. Show you how crooked all of this stuff really is. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back.